And to Rush Eats is brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board. Today we are talking about whiskey and a local innovator, small business that started with a tap room, started with a cocktail room, and has been getting tons of national attention and national acclaim for the unique way that he is making whiskey, the uniquely Minnesota way. Phil Steger is with us from Brother Justice. It's so good to see you again, Phil.
Hey, Jason. It's great to be here.
I did a TV story with you back in 3 years ago, I think.
Yeah, right.
And so much has changed with the growth of your operation and with the national attention that you've been getting. Why don't we start with the story? What is it that why are you getting so much national attention right now, you think?
I think the main reason is that we took a very Minnesota approach to things. We didn't get kind of caught up in what are the trends and what are the fads and what are people saying on the coasts or somewhere else about, oh, this is how you're supposed to do it and this is what's cool and trendy. We just went down to the roots of what makes great whiskey. What makes great whiskey is great ingredients with great craft, simple, right? But done masterfully. Just working the most simple details the best way possible. In the simplest way possible so you can really deliver quality.
Brother Justice also uses a unique process.
Right.
So you're using Minnesota ingredients, but yes, your process is unique as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, all of our ingredients, really the inspiration for me to start a whiskey company was how could I tell a story of this place that I love? I've lived in Minnesota my whole life. I grew up on the prairies. I went to college in the woods around St. John's. And I lived on the north shore of Lake Superior in a cabin with no running water or electricity for a while. So that's the boreal forest. And, of course, I've splashed around in the headwaters of the Mississippi. And those four things make Minnesota completely unique in the entire continent, let alone the United States. We're the only state where the Great Plains, the eastern hardwood forest, the boreal forest, and the Mississippi headwaters can all be found. And each one of those, I realized, oh, they could each contribute an ingredient to great whiskey. Water from the Mississippi headwaters, grain from the Great Plains, white oak from our woods, and then peat from our forest. And so I wanted to do justice to, no pun intended, to Minnesota's ingredients. And I thought, well, peat is very traditional. It goes all the way back to the origins of whiskey in Ireland and Scotland, but used as a smoking agent. And I thought, well, if we have this great peat in Minnesota, and being a proper Minnesotan, I'm sure our peat tastes better than Scotland's peat.
Of course, yes.
Naturally.
Right.
But how would you know if all we do is set it on fire and use it just as a smoking agent? I wanted to actually use it as an ingredient. And so I invented a way of filtering and flavoring and infusing the whiskey with natural peat from Aiken County. And I call that process the Aiken County process.
It lets it move along a little quicker. Too.
Yes, it does. So instead of smoking the malt,
there's a lot of Minnesota whiskey, no disrespect to the fine people who are doing their best, but first of all, it takes a long time.
It does.
And if you try to rush it, it usually tastes like it.
Right. And what I decided was I wasn't going to rush it on the back end. We're never going to rush the aging. If it hasn't aged long enough, we'll never put it in a bottle. But if we instead invested years of time in research and development and in practice and technique to develop the best possible whiskey quality on the front end, then we wouldn't need as long to age at the back end. And one of the things that the Aiken County process and peat does is it polishes and fuses whiskey with all of this great maturity without needing to, spend an extra 4 or 5 years in the barrel.
What's in my glass right here?
Right now we are tasting. We're going to sip through our SKUs. We're sipping the very first, our innovation began with our distillate. This is our silver whiskey. It is just whiskey distilled from malted barley and water. Yeast is the only thing that transformed those ingredients into alcohol, and then we distill it to capture all this wonderful flavor. We are the first people that made a silver single malt. And it shows that whiskey is not just for, glasses by the fire in wintertime. That made well, it is bright, it is fresh, it is tropical, and you can use it in any cocktail that you would normally use a clear spirit for.
Yeah, it's difficult to describe because it gives me like some characteristics of rum and tequila,
mm-hmm.
where you get like a full rounded flavor, and it's so bright.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's taking off especially in bars around town and in Chicago. Mixologists get their hands on this and they're like, oh my gosh, I can do all of these cocktails that I could never do before.
Cool. You have how many different whiskeys in your line right now?
I mean, we've got three core whiskeys. The second one I'm pouring is our hero SKU. It is a
SKU for people who don't know is like the barcode on something.
Exactly.
So it just means item.
Yeah, item or product.
I'm here to translate sometimes.
Thank you, Jason. I never started off talking like this, just to let people know.
You were normal when I first met you.
I was so normal before I started a business.
Yes.
But yeah, this is our hero product. Like, this is our flagship. It is Minnesota water, Minnesota malted barley, and then aged in Minnesota grown white oak. Actually aged, the oak is grown in Todd County, and the barrels were made in Stearns County in Avon, Minnesota. If you've driven up to the cabin or Alexandria and you see the Avon exit, one of the greatest cooperages or barrel makers in the entire world is right here in the state of Minnesota. And we wanted to showcase the flavor of their craft and their barrel.
Our oak, I don't know if people know this, but all around the world, you will find Minnesota oak used for aging wine.
Yes.
And I was, not to like sound totally snooty here, but I was in Spain. You can la-ti-da me for that. But I was in Spain touring a winery, and there was Minnesota oak. It was a cooperage that I recognized in the winery in Rioja.
That's so cool.
So, you know, it makes sense to make whiskey with our oak.
It does. And just to kind of explain that for folks, like, oak is a plant and it grows based upon, and its structure is based on the weather. And we know that weather up here can be cold, very cold in winter, and the nights are very long, and the nighttime is very long in winter. Well, all of that contributes to a denser, more flavor, sugar and spice packed oak than you can find anywhere else in the United States.
Our guest is Phil Steger. People were skeptical when you started. I was skeptical. Like, can you really do this? And then you taste it. Do you think, you know, over the years, has it gotten better? Are you better at this?
Yes, without a doubt. And we've never sold a product, or we've never sold any liquid in the glass that we didn't stand by. And I think one thing that separates us from a lot of other whiskey distilleries especially is I put my team, my head distiller, James Jefferson, who's now our master blender, we put in 5 years of practice, of training, like fully permitted and licensed for the federal government and state government. Then,
but before you opened, you were...
We were doing hundreds of
repetitions. Where were you doing this?
In Northeast Minneapolis, in a literal basement underground. It looked like you're walking into a Saw movie, but I promise you get to the bottom of it and there was nothing but joy and beautiful flavors down there. But we practiced a lot before we did it. And then because...
Where did you fail on this journey? Like,
oh, so many places. I call them affordable failures. We made 1,000 affordable failures. We didn't ferment right. We made a whiskey that worked for Missouri grown white oak, but not for Minnesota grown white oak. And we had to make all of these adjustments. But that's the key. Like, I understood that we're trying to do something different. We're making whiskey with all single malt, with all Minnesota ingredients. We're making single malt in America, which has never been done before until about 10 years ago, 20 years ago at the most. So we were going to have to practice. We were going to have to put in all of our reps to make sure that we could do this. And we've gotten better even since. So to me, the key is simplicity. We're not trying to have barley and corn and rye and all these different ingredients. We're just 100% malted barley, water, oak. We're not doing a bunch of cask finishes, because every time you introduce a new variable, a new mash bill, a new barrel, you have more complexity that you can't master. We just focus 100% on doing the same thing over and over again so we can get better at it.
All right, Phil Steger is our guest. He just said the phrase that I want to ask a little bit more about, because he said American single malt whiskey. There is some controversy about some government guidelines around that. You know, it gets a little nerdy. We're not going to get too nerdy about it, but I do think you should know how many regulations there are in the terms that we use, and we'll discuss that a little bit more in just a minute. Drive Time with DeRussia. DeRussia Eats, brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board. Phil and I will continue sampling through the Brother Justice whiskey, and we'll see if I'm able to formulate a full sentence when we come back. Well, if you just heard that sound of the bat, you don't need to call, because we already have a million callers on the line. Twins Ticket Tuesday. Every Tuesday we do that. But keep listening, because we do have two tickets to Paul McCartney that we're going to give away. We're giving them away before you can buy them, and we're doing it before the end of the show. So the best way to get in on it is to watch us on the video stream at YouTube. Go to WCCO Radio's YouTube and click on live. You can see Phil right now. You just gave like very, very Gen Z of you with that.
That's my daughter's.
That's your daughter taught you. Yes. I don't know any
of this
stuff.
She would be mortified.
No doubt. Phil Steger from Brother Justice is our guest on DeRussia Eats. Now, before the break, I alluded to a little bit of controversy over government guidelines as to the phrase American single malt. Give us like the 1 minute version of this controversy.
Well, I'll start off by saying we might have caused it. So that's one thing. The controversy is an American single malt. Whenever the federal government gets involved in something, you're going to have some complications, right? So American single malt was being made by people. We were making American single malt without a federal regulation restricting how that was made. And that's honestly how Scotch, single malt Scotch developed. Single malt Scotch was being made in Scotland for 500 years, sold for 60 years before the Scottish government thought that they needed to create a law or a regulation to define it. In the United States, there were some distillers in the Pacific Northwest that said, hey, no, we want to kickstart, this is a strange idea to me, but kickstart the industry with a federal regulation rather than letting American distillers make single malt sort of in freedom and then figure out, okay, well, it looks like there's a tradition that's emerging. It looks like the best ones are being made this way. Then maybe there's an argument for creating a federal regulation around it. But so we're one of those that was experimenting and using, you know, looking at American guidelines and Scotch guidelines to what could we make the best whiskey with? And what single malt simply means and everywhere else in the world is 100% malted barley is what you're distilling it from. And then you're distilling it at any proof you want to get whatever flavors you want from that malted barley. And you're doing it all in one distillery. You're mashing it there, meaning you're making the fermentable beer and the distilled beer there, and you're distilling it there, and you're aging it there. And so that's what we looked to way back in 2013 when we started. But then there was this group of distillers that came along and said, no, we don't want to do it that way. We want to restrict the distillation proof, meaning that's the proof you take it off that the still, not the proof you put in the bottle, but your proof at the still. And proof is like a baker's recipe. It's how you're measuring the amount of spice, the amount of sugar, right, the amount of fat or butter or cream into your baking recipe. And then the barrel is like the oven where you let it cook. And no other distiller anywhere else in the world in any country, and there's 50 countries that produce single malt, has their government saying, you can't distill it beyond this proof. You have to stay right here. And I just am the one person that said, well, why would we ask the government to restrict us in a way that no one else is restricted?
Brother Justice, you can find it on the shelves. We have our last. Which one do we have
this
here?
This is the Founders Reserve. And you mentioned a couple of things. You know, we're making waves in the world. This whiskey was given 98 points and best in class finalists at the San Francisco World Spirits Competition. It is 124 proof, just so you know, but it is rich. This is whiskey distilled in a unique way by Brother Justice. No other American single malt whiskey distillers distill this way. We want to give them the right to do it, but we do it this way, and we just think it gives so much flavor. There's so much fruit and so much creaminess that we're able to get in this whiskey that you would never guess that it's 124 proof.
People can find this at the distillery in Northeast Minneapolis.
And at liquor stores and bars, some bars all around the metro.
You guys are in Illinois now, too?
We are. We've gone into Chicago and Illinois. It's fantastic. One of the largest whiskey sellers in the entire country is a store chain called Binny's.
I know Binny's well.
And as they're pulling back on all sorts of brands, they're pushing Brother Justice forward, and we're super proud of that.
Phil Steger, thank you. Congratulations.
Thanks, Jason.
Drive Time continues with The Lead and DeRussia Hour next.